And joining us on the telephone, a actor who has, well, you've been on television as long as I've been watching television, Richard Mazur. Good morning.
Good morning. There are a lot of people who could say that, I think. But I've been doing this for 45 years now, and I feel very, very grateful that I'm still here and still doing it. Yeah.
Well, it's good to talk with you. If people are having trouble associating the name, you're one of those actors that I always look at as, I know that guy from, and I'm not sure where, because you've been in such a variety of stage and television or theatrical and television appearances. Tell us a little bit about how you got started way back. I know some of the earliest things you did were maybe All in the Family or the Mary Tyler Moore Show, but how'd you get into the business?
Yeah, well, All in the Family was the first thing I did on television. I had done theater in New York and around the East, starting in the early 70s, and then very luckily I ended up in a show that went to Broadway that Norman Lear, who was the executive producer and creator of a show called All in the Family, as well as about 8 or 10 other shows, Norman came and saw me in that show, The Changing Room on Broadway, and he called me in a few days later, offered me a pilot, which was to be a spinoff from All in the Family, which never happened, because one of the actors decided he didn't want to do it, and then I got a call the following January, in January of 1974, asking me if I could come out to do this episode of All in the Family, and I flew out to L.A., and that was my first time. So I've been working in television and film and theater, because I came back to New York in 2000 and started working in the theater in New York again, and I've been doing that along with TV and film, working out of New York for the last 17 years. So, it's been a great ride. I'm really happy. I mean, most recently I've been on shows like Orange is the New Black, mm-hmm. and The Good Wife, and Transparent, which I played a running character on for the past two seasons. So,
well, like I say, people
very grateful for all of it, and
Richard,
doing some film work too.
Yeah, people will see you and they'll instantly recognize you from, they may not know exactly where, because as you say, it goes back to the 70s, it comes up to today. Film roles, I know you were, Jamie Lee Curtis's husband in My Girl, right?
Dan Aykroyd was her love interest. I was Dan's older brother.
Yeah.
Younger brother. I don't remember. I was his brother in My Girl and the sequel, My Girl 2, yeah.
And then everybody famously knows you from the scene with Risky Business, as you play the college recruiter with Tom Cruise. Yeah. So a lot of projects in your past, in your present, and coming up on DVD release and HD digital, this Friday? A brand new project.
Yesterday, actually, was the release.
Okay.
This new film, Lonely Boys, written, directed, and starred in by wonderful, wonderful, talented man named Dan Simon. And it's available for purchase from Candy Factory Films on Amazon.com, and it's also can be streamed or downloaded from iTunes, Google Play, and Vudu. And it's a absolutely wonderful little film. I don't know if you got a chance to get a look at it yet, but it's I highly recommend it. And I have nothing in this film. Just let me tell you, I'm in the film, but I don't get anything if this thing goes big or doesn't do anything. So I'm just saying this because I love the movie, and I really, really, really recommend it to people. I've described it as when you go to the nicest restaurant you've ever been to and it actually meets your expectations and you're sitting back right after you finished and before the check arrives and you just go, wow, what a great way to spend an hour and a half. And that's what people feel like when they see this film. You're really satisfied, really felt like you had a terrific experience. It's funny, it's touching, it's very, very, very relatable. And I think pretty much anyone would love it. It's that kind of a movie. It's a really special little film.
Well, and this was a project that was an independent film, right, Richard?
Oh, I mean, small eye independent. I mean, this was made for what we used to call, and they probably still do, walking around money. I mean, this was literally you reached into your pocket, and that's how much money got spent on this. It was nothing. And the fact it got made at all was extraordinary. That everybody chipped in everything. I want to say a quick word about the director of photography, who was a young man who did an extraordinary job with a film that looked like an old-fashioned single-lens reflex still camera. And that's we shot the entire movie on this digital camera, and it's breathtaking looking. It looks like it was shot on 35-millimeter in the best of circumstances. It was actually shot on a little digital camera in the worst of circumstances, and it just looks fabulous.
Well, the opportunities as technology gets out there are great for a lot of really talented filmmakers that might not have otherwise experienced it. And it's great to see people like yourself with a history in the business, Richard, you know, still participating in that local level when you find a really good piece that just hits home.
Well, you know what? I said to somebody earlier today, I'm a big believer in the philosophy that we all have a responsibility when something good happens for us to share that, to reach back and try and grab the next guy in line and not only pull him up to you, but push him forward and say, go, it's your turn now, you know? And I think when we do that, we not only do something for ourselves, we not only do something for them, but we do something for everybody who might come in contact with that person's work in the future. You know, we've contributed to the greater good, as it were. And I was taught this by people who did it with me. One of the first films I was ever in was a picture called Semi-Tough, mm-hmm. and I got to work with Robert Preston, who many people listening right now, unless you're really old, may not know, but if you go and look him up on IMDb, Robert Preston, Preston, you'll see he had this amazing career. He did this huge, huge list of iconographic roles in tremendous films. And I worked with him, and he was a prince to me. I mean, he was so... The first time we met, I'm going to tell you a very fast story. The director introduced us, and he said to him, tell me, is this what you thought this character was going to be like? And Preston said, well, ever since you told me who was playing it, I did. And by saying that, he said, I know this man. I know his work. I appreciate his work. And I'd been working for a couple of 3 years at this point. And he said, and I'm glad he's here. I respect him. All in one beautiful sentence. Ever since you told me who was playing the role, I knew what this character was going to be. So that's the kind of man he was, and all of us who've been lucky enough to have somebody like that in our lives. Hopefully, we learned we get to do that for somebody else going forward.
Great
anyway,
philosophy.
Thanks so much,
Richard. Thanks so much. I got to turn you loose. I know. Thanks so much for visiting with us this morning. We'll tell folks about Lonely Boys.
Thank you.
All right. Take care. Have a good day.